onto SER, an album called Unclouded. It is 8:15 on a Thursday morning. And it is time on 2SER Breakfast to have a bit of a chat with Michael Jones about the films he's done been to see that week. Michael, morning. How are you?
Good. In this case, film. Do you know what a spurtle is, Jenny?
I don't know what a spurtle is, and by the sounds of that word, I don't know if I wish to know what a spurtle is.
Yeah, a bit like me. Before watching this film, I always thought it was the sensation you experience when a fart follows through, but it's not that.
Oh, it could have been a Pokemon?
Could have been. It turns out a golden spurtle isn't something even more appalling, and that being the name of this film, The Golden Spurtle. It's a documentary written and directed by Australian Constantine Costi, who's made movies like A Delicate Fire and Scenes from a Farmhouse. And it turns out that a golden spurtle is the trophy awarded to the world champion porridge maker. It's an annual competition that takes place in a small Scottish town called Carbridge. And up until 2023, the competition was run by golden spurtle chieftain Charlie Miller.
Chief Charlie Miller.
Yes. And whilst the competition does feature in the film, Charlie Miller and some of the local characters who assist him are the real stars of the show. Charlie thinks he lives in heaven on earth, even though he lives in Scotland. He's very proud of his village and they all seem to love Charlie. He even turns his own spurtles on a lathe in his workshop. A spurtle being a fancy stick, preferably made from beechwood, which master porridge makers use to stir their porridge. Always clockwise to keep the devil at bay, apparently. Oh, never stir your porridge anti-clockwise.
I did not know about
otherwise
that.
Otherwise, that lets the devil in. Do you like porridge, Danny?
I do like porridge, and I'm going to have to check to see which way the turntable on my microwave goes, my microwave porridge, to make sure I'm warding off Satan.
Okay, so you're obviously a microwave guy. I do eat porridge most mornings, but I'm sure Charlie Miller, Carbridge town folk, and the contestants in this film who come from all over the world would be horrified to discover that I use Quick Oats.
Oh, no.
Yes. But I haven't sunk as low as to use the flavoured packets yet.
That's
what about you? Are you a flavoured packets guy?
This press conference is over.
All right. Anyway, back to the movie. Constantine Costi's style suggests he may have seen a Wes Anderson film or two. But unlike a Wes Anderson film, you're going to walk away from the cinema with joy in your heart rather than melancholy eating away at your soul. Costi really could have gone for mockery and lampooning of Charlie Miller and some of the more eccentric contestants depicted in this film. But while some of the eccentricities are amusing, what shines through in this film is everyone's humanity and warmth and Costi's respect and affection and care for his subjects. Charlie and the town are proud of their competition and do everything they can to provide a welcoming and friendly experience for all competitors, some of whom have come from as far away as Australia, Canada, and even London.
Oh,
which,
dear.
Ooh, that stirs the England-Scotland rivalry. Defending champion and two-time winner Lisa from Felixstowe is going to have her work cut out for her to defend her title, particularly against the highly motivated and as close as you'll find to a villain in this movie, 10-time finalist Nick, who just can't fathom how he's never won. I think Nick is there's probably a documentary of its own just about Nick. I'm sure he's got a train set somewhere. there is a great scene where Nick is trying to trick local Ian, another former champion, into revealing his secret recipe, but Ian's onto him and he's just far too cunning. If you want to know who does end up winning the 2023 Golden Spurtle, you'll just have to watch. But this is really a film about community, people coming together to enjoy each other's company and enjoy an unusual passion, and maybe sample a little whiskey and maybe a few bowls of porridge along the way. The Golden Spurtle, like porridge itself, is a simple recipe: water, oats, bit of salt, and dollops of love and care. It'll warm hearts and maybe get a few stomachs grumbling. That is how you make porridge.
Oh, that's beautiful stuff. Thank you very much, Michael Jones. What do you do to season and flavour your porridge? You like some brown sugar, some honey? Where
are you
going?
I just like to add a bit of some blueberries and raspberries.
Oh, very, very healthy. Thank you so much. We've got some movie reviews happening next. My last Thursday for 2SER Breakfast next Thursday. You got some movies for us then?
Oh, I might have movie.
Movie. Well, looking forward to...
Still waiting for that Avatar invitation.
Yeah. It's Michael at 2SER.com. If you want to, what's this one called? Fire and Ass? Fire and Ash.
The Golden Spurtle.
The Golden Spurtle.
Oh, sorry. No, Avatar. I'm going to plug a movie I haven't watched yet.
Fair enough. This one goes out to Quentin Tarantino. It's Beth and Blue with a song about defeat. 2SER Breakfast.